Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But the problem is, a lot of people today don't know truth when they see it. They settle for a mixture of truth and falsehood, which is more deadly than the stuff dished out by someone who is really off base. In the Old Testament, there was a man, a strange sort of prophet, who earned his living telling fortunes and putting hexes on people's enemies, for a price, of course. His name was Balaam, and he lives in infamy because of his strange mixture of truth and falsehood. It resulted in his name becoming synonymous with false teachers. Balaam caused Israel to stumble because he enticed the king of Moab, whose name was Balak, to send women to tempt the men sexually and introduce them to their gods, all in the name of religion. Are you beginning to see why the era of Balaam is still alive today? When teaching has a mixture of truth and falsehood, people often buy into it, not knowing that the pollution is damning. How do you know the difference? Balaam's teaching, along with a vast smorgasbord of religious choices today, was marked by some telltale indications. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. 1. Teachers who keep Balaam's error alive today are strong, forceful personalities with a charismatic manner or personality. Consistently, they claim new spiritual insights. It was Balaam's reputation as a spiritual guru which first sent Balak's men to seek him out. If it works, it must be okay, they reasoned, as people still think today. But look at the number of celebrities who are involved in this cult, false teachers advertise. The teaching of Balaam, false teaching, appeals to the good side of human nature. Who wants to believe that a loving God actually sends people to hell? Don't we like to believe that a loving God couldn't possibly reprove us for what we are doing? Of course. Balaam's error usually allows the devotees to do whatever they want. That's 3, usually giving a great deal of sexual latitude, something which traditional churches will not tolerate. It's the, I'm okay, you're okay too, as well mentality. There is indulgence, not discipline, liberty, but not freedom. The devotee becomes a slave to his passions. 4, playing on the we need new truth for a new era theme, the teaching of Balaam rejects tradition and certainly the teaching of the Bible in favor of a new creed or new insights, which, if you care to do some research, are actually as old as Balaam himself. 5, Balaam's teaching is a strange mixture of truth and error. One of the remarkable things about New Age literature, and for that matter, the writing of cult leaders, is that they quote long passages from the Bible which lead people to say they use the Bible in their teaching. But the scripture quoted is usually lifted from the context and ends up with a twist which the writer never intended. 6, teachers in the spirit of Balaam usually become wealthy, drive BMWs and Mercedes automobiles, wear Italian suits, and have homes on the Riviera in Hong Kong or the Florida coast. They haven't earned their money. In the guise of religion, they have embezzled it from people seeking to find real peace with God. It's little wonder that the Bible so strongly reproves teachers who follow the error of Balaam's way, and then warns God's people against being snowed by their smooth-talking and charming ways. Jesus was right. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And that will overcome Balaam's error. I'm Harold Saleh. I'd love to hear from you. A word of encouragement is always a blessing, and let us know how God has used guidelines in your life. You can go to our webpage, guidelines.org, and send an email or find resources to help. Or just send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org.